دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں،
دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل، غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگ دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. This beautiful poem of our Tada Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and done it so beautifully. To jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi. That person does not get the enjoyment of both the worlds. Who is that person? Today every person in the world is looking for enjoyment. He wants pleasure, happiness. This is a natural feeling in every human being. But most people, their happiness and their enjoyment is based on outward things. It's got a bit of money, a bit of fame, whatever is outward things, food, beautiful house, clothing. These are all outward things. Whereas the main, most important thing is the heart. Karateyev Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned an incident of once there was one philosopher. He was sitting one place and the king happened to go past, and the king was always in entourage, making a lot of noise, doom dam noise. So this person was fast asleep, most likely his name was Socrates, one of these famous philosophers. And while he was lying down, the king happened to walk past him. So he didn't pay any attention. And suddenly one person gave him a kick. He told him, move, can't you see the king is here? So he got very, very angry. And he woke up. And he told the person that, so what if the king is here? So well, it doesn't make a difference to my life. So the king anyhow, he became infuriated. He saw him and he started saying a lot of things. So then the philosopher told him, he said, what's the difference between me and you? He said, if we go in the water, I take out all my clothing, you take out your crown, and you take out all of these things. There's no difference between me and you. All this outward you got, because he asked him, he said, don't you know I'm the king? I've got so much of, I've got the army behind me, and I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got that. He said, so what all of that is? Tomorrow if it's gone away from you, then you're nothing. So if me and you both go in the river, we take out our clothing, I'm the same like you. I got no crown, I got no clothing, I got no wealth, I got nothing. I'll be exactly the same like you. So what difference? So he tried to explain to the king that all of these are outward things. They're not you. He said, what's you is inside you. The thing which is inside a person makes a person. So outwardly a person will expect all of these enjoyments also. It doesn't make a person actually happy. Temporarily for a short while you will get some enjoyment. But the actual happiness a person has to attain is in the heart. When a person has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only a person will be bestowed with the joys of both the worlds. So Hazrat says here, the dead person cannot have the enjoyment of both the worlds. Ah, jo dere dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who does not carry the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain, the love of Allah, connection of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Only he will get the enjoyment of both the worlds. Akhirah definitely. But even in this world, those only Allah who have reached that level, the enjoyment and the connection they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot imagine. As our Hazrat has mentioned before, he had mentioned, if for example, a person falls in love with one Layla. He fell in love with one woman, he got some enjoyment. But if you got the creator of Layla in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created millions of Laylas, how much more enjoyment won't a person get? And also the Buzrugani Deen, the pious people, and every person in this world, he goes through halat and conditions, difficult conditions also, and good conditions. When a person goes through difficult conditions, at that time, the awliya Allah experience great pleasure in the difficulties also. Like we find pleasure in outward enjoyment. I was reading about Mujaddid al-Fitani rahmatullahi alayhi, and he was writing about halat which went through his life. And he went through some difficult problems in his life. But he said the most amount of enjoyment I got was in those difficulties. When Allah puts you in difficulties, and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is built up, he said that enjoyment I cannot explain. He said Allah ta'ala did my tarbiyat jamali in a beautiful way, with ni'amat and ihsanat and favors. This is one portion of my life. And then Allah ta'ala made my tarbiyat jalali. The halat and conditions came over me, and I got closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, the feeling when I got in that time, all the other enjoyments of the world could not compare to that. So the Buzrugani Deen and these pious people, we haven't got these, Allah give us tawfiq to bring these qualities in our life. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person will get this, then he will be blessed with the joys of both the worlds. Even if we haven't got this, but at least we are reading about these things, so we've got hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just listening to it, Allah will put the reality in our hearts. Aap chahiye, hamein ye karam aapka, warna ham chahne ke to qabil nahi. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is your grace upon us, that we desiring you, you have come to the majlis, you have come to the gathering. Otherwise, we are not worthy of your love in the least, but we are not worthy of anybody loving us also. But Allah ta'ala's great mercy and fadl, really without us being, Hazrat uses the word karam ya, and what we have learned from our Hazrat karam, biduni istihqaqin wala minna, we never ask for it, we are not worthy of it. And Allah Ta'ala bestowed us with the favor. Really, how many of us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after every majlis? They're just sitting in this majlis. Not even the majlis, just we've got iman in us. Just walk in the streets and look at the people of without iman. And Allah Ta'ala free of charge has given us iman. Even if a person may sacrifice, he accepted iman, he was a non-Muslim. But this is the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yamununa alayka an aslamu. Allah Ta'ala says about certain dihati people, that they make ihsan upon you, they boast that they have accepted Islam. Tell them, لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم. You don't boast about your Islam to me. بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان. That Allah has made ihsan upon you. Allah has been kind to you. That Allah has guided you towards iman. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not worthy in the least, but it is the karam and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has pulled us, drawn us towards him. Allah has given us iman. Allah has made us of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala has joined us to the mashayikh who are on haq, the people of the ulama Dioband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined us to our shaykh, to our mashayikh in the silsila. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without us being worthy in the least, but this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The more you will make shukr, Allah will increase your blessing in the bounty. صُحْبَتِ اَهْلِ دِلْ جِتْنِ پَائِ نَ هُو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں. That person who has not acquired the suhbat of the ahl-e dil, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his pain is no pain and his heart is not a heart. It's because by sitting in the suhbat of the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person realizes and he learns about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise he didn't know about it. He was reading kitabs and books. But to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mashayikh mentioned that to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many, many ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from our mashayikh, and generally all our mashayikh, in our silsila, they were very particular about this one quality, suhbat of the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that this is the easiest path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by sitting in the company of the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the advices. Like how the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they always, with Qadni rahmatullah, came after them. But he could never ever reach the rank of the lowest sahabi also, even though his rank was very, very high. But he did not have suhbat. So suhbat is the most important thing. When a person was set in the suhbat, the sifat and qualities which will be created in him, and especially the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart will become a true heart, and he will have the true pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. Any place where the nearness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not acquired, even though it is a destination, yet, but it is not my destination. There are other paths also, to piety, taqwa, etc. But I am looking for the highest path, the path where I will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will get the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There might be some people making some other kinds of mujahada, etc. Some people, the object of life only is jannat. And jannat, we must definitely make an effort towards it. But even higher than jannat is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narrations come that there will be certain people on the day of Qiyamah, different awliya Allah ranks. Some of them, Allah ta'ala will tell them that your object of life was to get stay from Jahannam. So go, I freed you from Jahannam. And certain people's object will be to get Jannat. So Allah will say, go into Jannat, I will give you Jannat. But there will be those people whose object of life was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made an effort in this life for that, and they will get the highest level. So there are other levels in other stations, but we must always work for the highest. And the highest is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. That person who attaches his heart to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person can never carry the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every one of us must look. That is why our zikr also daily is very, very important. That we are removing from our heart, we make that muraqabah, that la ilaha illallah. We are removing everything from our heart besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting Allah in our heart. And we have to keep making that muraqabah, reminding ourselves that we must think about it while we are making our zikr. Whatever our heart is connected to. So I love my car, I love my business, I love my wealth, I love my shop, all of these things. We have to keep negating these things, and we must put Allah Ta'ala in our heart. All of these things we have to have, they are necessities of life, but they are not the object of our life. Our object of our life is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and closest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Azizah, aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. Oh Allah, I want to be yours only and no one else's. I have no leila, nor the tent of Layla, or the vehicle of Layla, any vehicles and any carriages and Layla itself. This means my love is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want any object or any person in this world to have a place in my heart. Oh Allah, you are mine. As if this is his level he's speaking of, or it's a dua we are making. Allah, let us reach this level, that you are only in our heart, and we are nobody else's, not any other woman, even if it's our halal wife. But as Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, that she is made from the Rabb. And the Rabb is next to the heart. So the heart is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rabb, she must be kept next to the heart, but not inside the heart. The heart is supposed to be kept solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal, bahare ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. Hazrat says, with the top of my voice, I am announcing that the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's love and nearness has no shore. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's love and nearness. A person has to continue making effort and you will never come to the end of this. And that is why the enjoyment of the Ahlullah is never ever comes to an end. It continues increasing and increasing and increasing. Other people in the world, they eventually come to a level where they say, what next? I reach a certain level of enjoyment, what next? I want more and more enjoyment. But the things of this world, they are mahdood, they are confined. And a person cannot go more. As our Buzrugs mentioned, that this world is a place of necessity, of zarurat, of fulfilling one's necessities. It's not a place of fulfilling one's desires. The place of fulfilling one's desires is akhirat, is jannah. So if a person wants to fulfill all of his desires in this world, he's looking for something which is impossible. He can never ever reach a level where my desires have come to an end. So we should not try to even fulfill every desire of ours. And desires are such that they continue increasing. As it comes in Jahannam, also the ulama says like Jahannam, وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدٍ. Jahannam is saying, is there any more, is there any more? It will never ever come to an end. Unless the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala comes upon it, then it will stop. So when the love of Allah comes into a person's heart, the love of the things of the dunya will come to an end. And the love of Allah's love, the ocean of Allah's love will open up to a person, and there is no shore to this. Just we are just saying these are words, may Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all of us the reality of these things.
Mani Yusuf is one of our old students also and our good friend from Cape Town, mashallah, doing a lot of Deen's work there. He'll give us some advice.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم عما بعد. It has a request that I stand here and I'm not worthy of standing here. Many of my ustad are sitting here in the gathering as well. But as it has a request, inshallah, will give not some nasiha, but just some of my experiences, inshallah. Inshallah, it will benefit all of us. We have found that in this day and age and in today's times, we're all facing some problem or the other, whether it be financial problems, whether it be marital problems, but we're all facing problems. And in my line of work that we do with a bit of humanitarian work, we get to see a lot of this as well. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that, you know, it becomes a reality that all these tests and trials that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts on us, it is not, never more than we are able to handle. You know, in the Quran where it comes, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, Allah Ta'ala will not put more burden you with those things which you are not in your capability, where you are not able to handle it. So one of the examples that I was using now not too long ago is when on a trip to Mozambique, we had the floods and the cyclone there, and in one of these areas, these people, because of the flood, it raised about 4 meters from where the river level was. So it was above, the river was 2 meters below the ground, and this rose up to ground level and then 2 meters, so above our head. So the people in that area had to go and stand on the masjid roof. So in this area, it's a poor area, so many places like this were not available, and the masjid was one of the few places. So the people were cramped like sardines on there. So on my visit, I spoke to the imam, and the imam told me, you know, it was raining, it was storming, we had nothing to do, we were standing like sardines, and all we could do, we couldn't make salah, we couldn't eat nothing, we could just make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, for 5 days it continued, we made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, but he says, in all that time they had this hope, that you know, Allah ta'ala is not going to leave them. And when we saw them after the incident that happened there, Allah, you know, the smiles that were on their faces, you know, that was their decree, that what Allah ta'ala put out for them, they were happy with that. Their homes were gone, their families were gone, but they were happy with that decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reminds me of all our anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were tested with trials, and that they turned solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they were going to fling him into the fire. And he just repeated, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Ayyub alayhi salam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. And in today's time, we need to realize and bring this into ourselves that nobody else can do but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we found that sometimes our young youth, and you know, they become despondent when they, in for instance, if they fail the matric exams, they believe that's the end of the world for them. They are surrounded by darkness upon darkness upon darkness. And we would look at the kisah of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in the belly of the fish. That was 3 levels of darkness on him. In the belly of the fish, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the night. And who did he turn to at that time? He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So in these times, we've got to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that Allah ta'ala will not burden us with more than we can handle. Just one other example, inshallah, I'll just mention, is on one of my trips to Bangladesh in one of the refugee camps. In this camp was 250,000 people in this camp. So these people were not people that just moved there. These are people that lost everything. They lost their families. They lost their clothes on their back. They lost their homes. And they were in these camps where it was just, at that time, it was just sticks and basically like a plastic oversheet to make it like a small house. So they, even at that, many of them were just females and your elderly because the men got killed. So we went into one of the homes, and in this home of four, these people had one egg. Now, I remember this so clearly because it made me, my eyes were tearing out. They had one egg, and this was the meal for the day. One egg between four people. But you know what was the amazing part? That they were willing to share that one egg with me. They believed that what Allah Ta'ala had given them, it was for them. If they were to share that with me, it wasn't going to take away from the, what Allah Ta'ala had put out for them. You know, has put out for them. So in this time, dua, our Muslims are suffering all over the world, and nothing, la yarudu qadr illa dua, nothing can change taqdeer except dua. So I request first of all that one and all make dua for me, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala accepts from all of us, that Allah Ta'ala also guides us all on the right path, inshallah, and gives us istiqamah on that path, and Allah Ta'ala gives Hazrat long life, inshallah, and we are all very blessed that after very long that I'm forced getting the opportunity to come here. I'm not that fortunate to come here, but you know, I was just driving in. Allah, it was something else. My heart was already, I was just telling the guy, my heart is already beating here. So alhamdulillah, you should be very fortunate that you are able to sit in the majlis of Hazrat as well every week. And that, so inshallah, I just request to Allah, inshallah, full of holy hands,
alhamdulillah, wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A few points that we came across and found it very beneficial, and inshallah we share it with our brothers. But before that, as Maulana Yusuf explained, of these two places, Mozambique, and that was also what area could they go to? And the affected area is so much. In Bangladesh, the Rohingya people, they went to the camp with 250,000 people, but how many camps, how many people? And how many other places in the world? We can't reach, of course, naturally, but with our duas, we can reach everywhere. We shouldn't be falling back with du'as. As Maulana also explained, du'as change everything. And du'a is the main thing. After that, how much we can do. And we must support all those people who are going out and they sacrificing all their comfort, everything. And they're going in these areas. And just to see that conditions is also beyond many of us. We can't take those conditions also. And these people whom Allah has given tawfiq, may Allah accept, and may Allah accept us all also. But one thing in dua, we must think, that do I make a daily basis dua for the Muslims in Bangladesh, in Palestine, in Syria, what is happening everywhere, so many places, Pakistan, India at the moment, all the difficulties, do we make dua? That is one thing which Allah has given us, free of charge, just that little bit of time that we require, and even if we don't want to move our tongue, but just in the heart, we make du'as. So Allah give us tawfiq, and with that, by du'as, Allah changes things, and we will get our reward also. And then how much we can, whatever we can, we could donate, mashallah, many people are collecting for all these causes. If we can give our 5 rand, our 500 rand, 5,000 rand, whatever Allah has given us, we should try and give also. That also each one of us should think, have I given something in this way? And have I made some dua? Have I given something? And then those people who are going, sacrificing, we should try and make dua for them, support them also and appreciate. And Allah take us also. And all the efforts of deen which are taking place, if we make dua for all those efforts, we will get the sawab. So much effort of deen in different, whether it is humanitarian, social, welfare, whether it is tabligh and da'wat, whether it's darul ulooms and khankas, makatib work which is carrying on, lot of work. If we make dua for all this, we will get our share. And how much is our share, so much we will get. How much dua we make, that is we are buying shares there. And these dividends are guaranteed. And they will come. So we can buy as many shares as we want to. May Allah give me and give us all tawfiq, and that we engage in du'as at least, and whatever we can, little bit, we try and spend also. One very beautiful point in the bayans of our elders, that, and it is perhaps very much required also today, according to what we notice amongst our friends, etc., is that we should have, of course, the fear of Allah, khashiyat taqwa. But our elders explain that also there is a limit to it. In order to understand it, like we will tell anyone, we will realize for ourselves also, to eat unhealthy food, to eat doubtful food, or may Allah protect us, haram, we know that is totally wrong. And opposite to that, must eat good, healthy, halal food. But even that good, healthy, halal food mustn't be overeaten. It must be also in its limit. Otherwise, even that good, healthy food is going to cause you problems if you're going to have too much of it. Or like now, Qurbani was here. By all means, we hear of our elders, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, should only eat Qurbani meat. But doesn't mean now they went to, like what we will say, to town, just eating one way. No, or they should eat Qurbani. But that also in its limit. Not overeat. So even the good must not be overdone. So even the taqwa and khashiyat and fear of Allah, as it comes in the hadith, Allahumma qsim lana min khashiyatika ma tahulu baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Oh Allah, give us so much of your fear that it blocks us. It gives us the ability to block ourselves between us and your guna. So much you must have. So that amount of khashiyat, taqwa is farad to have that. But to have, so to say, an overdose of it. That now a person all the time is in fear. That I don't know, then it comes to the condition, our elders explained, that a person made namaz, now he's so fearing, we must fear whether it's accepted. But this extent now that he's overtaken, overwhelmed, is my namaz accepted, is this right, is that right? Then this leads to doubts also in everything. And then a person is not himself after that. And so much he comes to a stage, our elders explain, that then he loses hope in the mercy of Allah. And this is a very dangerous thing. When a person loses hope in the mercy of Allah, is a very dangerous thing. So we must have that fear also, but also within its limit. If we have it over the limit, then it is going to bring a very, our morale will break. And Allah has kept His mercy. And His mercy is so much. Allahu Akbar. If we read what our elders have written of the mercy of Allah, it's not nice to quote it also always. Then some of us take the wrong side of it and we think now we can do what we want to. Allah is so merciful. But undoubtedly, Allah's mercy is very, very, very great. So we should do, and a person must carry on doing. So much so that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, he has quoted Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, that even if a person is involved in haram, guna, but he carries on doing, he must carry on with his good deeds. Still, his la ilaha illallah, his namazes, he mustn't now feel, I'm such a big sinner. This is also one thing that when a person feels that I'm such a great sinner, where I'm going to the masjid? And many people feel like that. For example, a person wasn't coming masjid, now he comes, nobody is looking at him, but he feels everyone is looking at me. And in this way, shaitan will keep us away from that good. And whatever little good we can do, we must carry on. We must just keep on doing it. And that will bring more good, and it will push out the wrong from our lives. Whatever, for example, we are limited. Everything of ours is limited. So if we just say that our life is like 1 square kilometer,
and we filled with guna. Now we bring some good deeds. So if the good deed came in, it has to push out some guna. So how much more good deeds we are going to bring in, it's going to be pushing out the guna. But if we don't, then it's only darkness upon darkness all the time. So we must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must have the fear of Allah, which is farz upon us. But not to that extent that we become completely despondent and we feel that I'm not worth anything whatsoever. I can't do anything. Ulama have written, no matter what guna a person. And we know the person who killed 99 people and then the 100th one also. But still Allah's mercy was there for him. So we must never lose hope. So there is one great thing, that all this what we have to fear, we fear, but within its limit also. And we carry on doing what we can, and in this way Allah's mercy comes. Also we know of that Buzurg who was making Hajj for 30 years. And the 30th Hajj, when he said Labbaik, then the reply came, and which could be heard, La Labbaik, your Labbaik is not accepted. And his Khadim also heard it. So he said, Hazrat, your Labbaik is not accepted, so what you still making Hajj for? Going through Hajj is an exercise. Mina, Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, all is not easy. So why are you still doing? He said, I've got nowhere else. This is my only place. So then Allah accepted, though Allah said that it wasn't worthy of acceptance. And who can make that ibadat which is worthy of acceptance by Allah? Nobody can make that ibadat. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we could not fulfill your rights, O Allah. Then I will enter Jannat also by your mercy. And whatever Allah gives us tawfiq and we do is the sign of Allah going to show His mercy upon us. So Allah give us tawfiq. We mustn't become so despondent and so down that I'm a sinner, my life won't change, I won't come right, I can't come right. No, we must keep on trying what we can do and always have our gaze on the mercy of Allah. And where the temptation of guna comes, then use the taqwa. Like the brake pedal is there, the accelerator is there. Now when there's a fear of some trouble, then you use your brake pedal. Where you are free, the road is open, you press your accelerator and you carry on. So you don't just keep on pressing the brake pedal all the time, where you're going to reach your destination. If you're just going to be pressing the brake pedal. So when it's necessary, you press it. We must have the brake pedal also. Wherever temptation of guna and something wrong, then press the brake pedal. And where we have to press it suddenly hard, we press it. We have to press it gradually, press it gradually. And where it's clear, then press the accelerator. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And Allah make us appreciate our buzurgs, how they have explained things to us and made it easy. And really, if we follow that way, then a person won't lose hope, and inshallah he won't be a failure also. No matter how much it looks to him that I'm a failure, but Allah will let him pass also. And there will be many people who will say, we least expected all this, but Allah gave it to us. Another beautiful point also, which we have discussed also many times, but it is always beneficial to refresh it also, that we make our ibadat, and it is related to that also. And pride comes in a person because of his ibadat. A holier than thou attitude comes. And that is very dangerous. And this happens like between husband and wife also. The wife sometimes made some ibadat, and she feels, and she even will say, the husband, that you're so lazy, you do nothing, etc. How much tilawat, how much namaza, or the husband makes, and he tells the wife like that. So this ibadat, or we think of other people, we talk of the neighbors, or we think about somebody else, that I do this, I do that, and these people are doing nothing. So the ibadat which brings like pride in a person, and compared to a person who committed guna, and he makes tawbah, that person who committed guna, he makes tawbah, is more better than the person who made lot of ibadat also, but pride came in him. So we got no right to look down, and we don't know who has made tawbah. And we must make husn-e-zan. This person, once a person has made tawbah, we got no right to condemn that person. The person who makes tawbah is close to Allah Ta'ala. And if we going to, and we, there are incidents written where a person who thought low of that, Allah put that person very high. And this person, Allah dropped him completely. So, this, our ibadat we must do. Which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, how beautiful our elders explained. Faraz, nek banna, faraz hai. To become righteous and pious is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna, haram hai. But to think that I am pious, this is haram. To think that I am alright, this is haram. Because we don't know what our condition is. Whether our namaz is, nothing is compulsory on Allah. Even if we make our namaz 100% perfect, it's not necessary for Allah to accept it. And even if we make our namaz 100% in a very bad way, if Allah wants to, He accepts that. So we don't know who stands where by Allah. So never must any of our, Allah gives us, and again, the tawfiq to do that ibadat is not from our side, it's from Allah. So to boast about somebody else's thing is stupid also. Somebody else who gave you, you are driving a car, or you say your friend borrowed you the car, and you go boasting about it, that I've got this car. It's not your car, you're boasting about some, whatever we have got, Allah has given it to us. And may Allah save us, but Allah can take it away also anytime. So we must not boast about something which is not ours. And even if we are pious also. And also that only Allah's tawfiq, we got no guarantee whether tomorrow our condition will be the same. Allah save us. How many people condition just change? Sometimes the bad becomes so good. Sometimes the good becomes so bad. So we have to fear all the time. Never have that pride in us. That famous incident comes to mind of the two brothers who were living, one on the bottom floor and the other on the top floor. And then the one at the bottom, one of the two was very pious and the other one was very sinful. So the one who was sinful, he came to a stage in his life and he thought that now, how long am I going to carry on with my sin? Let me go down to my brother, he's so pious, let me sit with him, learn from him, go in his company, and I also become pious. The pious brother, on the other hand, he thought that, I'm so all pious, let me, my other brother is like enjoying doing all the wrong things, let me join him. So they were going one up and one going down. And they both fell and died. So right at the end, the one who was so pious, he was going towards evil. And the one who was evil was going towards righteousness. So we can't say when conditions change. And if mort comes in that condition, Allah protect us all. And Allah's mercy is very, very great. Another beautiful point that has been explained is that how will a person know he's got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala? Many people ask, our friends also ask, how can I know that I've got connection with Allah? One beautiful sign that has been given is that when your inclination to dunya is going less, it gets finished. You'll still use dunya, but not that desire anymore. For your necessity, you'll use it as a necessity, but your heart won't be in it. It won't be in it. And one is when a person's heart is in dunya, that's a sign he hasn't got ta'alluq with akhirat, with Allah Ta'ala, with deen. He might have the form of deen in his life. But if still dunya is our object, and how many of us, Allah protect us also, our namaz, everything is just for to gain dunya, to make dua for our dunya all the time. As Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example, that a person has got a button factory, for example. But his object is not deen, his object is his button factory. He will, if his son, daughter is getting married, he will even do that. But he will see, he'll put preference to his button factory. Which days then am I not so busy, etc. During those days I will have the marriage. Anything else also. He'll go for Hajj also. But that also he'll choose that year, that time, that I'm not so busy. And when he goes there also, even in the haram, his eyes will be on the buttons of all the people. that where can I export my buttons? Where can I get a market for my button? Everywhere his thoughts will be only there. So if a person, his idea is about dunya all the time, he'll do deen's work, but also for dunya, so his object is. His du'as also, he'll cry also at night, but he will be crying for dunya. He won't be crying for his deen, for Allah Ta'ala. And when the connection with Allah Ta'ala comes, then necessity of dunya you will ask. And you will even ask for that dunya that helps you for your akhirat, that makes your akhirat more easy, etc. You have to travel for your namazes 5 times, you are at a distance. You ask for a car that's reliable, that can take me. I mustn't get stuck. I want to be in the masjid. I want to be there early, etc. But not you will ask for all the other things of dunya all the time. Whatever you will want, it will be also for deen. May Allah give us tawfiq also, that Allah make our connection with Allah Ta'ala and dunya then, the love of dunya. To have dunya is not haram. To have billions also, Allah gives, no problem. You can have a check or a credit card that holds billions of rands on it right next to your heart in your top pocket. No problem. But to have the love of 1 cent also. The love of dunya is haram. The dunya is not haram. The love of dunya is haram. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. He gives us dunya. Alhamdulillah, we use it for ourselves, for our family, for everything. No problem with it. But may He save us. And if we don't, if we haven't got the love, if anything happened in our dunya, shop, car, anything, we didn't have the love, so no, we won't even feel it. May Allah Ta'ala in His kindness give us that reality, that He is true love, the love of deen, the love of akhirat, inshallah. One very important point which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to stress a lot, to stay away from guna is a ibadat which is more greater than to stay away from guna is an ibadat more greater than making other ibadat, which actually means nafil ibadat. Faraz, wajib, sunnat muakkada, that there is no choice, that we have to do. And not doing it is also a guna. But to stay away from, many of us will make lot of ibadat, nafil ibadat. But we don't stay away from guna. A person, for example, is going for nafil hajj, but he's watching videos one way on in the aeroplane. He's watching films one way. No, for nafil and to break the faraz, that is, it is, doesn't make sense at all whatsoever. So to stay away from haram, that is a preference. And there are such people, mashallah, who have understood this reality, and Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Really, we haven't understood who Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi is. Compared with the ulama of the many centuries of the past also, Hazrat's position stands up very, very high. What reality of deen and understanding of deen and how he explained it. So he was very particular about all staying away from haram, etc. And not only that he hated, but those who is mutalliqeen, all of them also. For example, one person who was a university graduate, but he was in Hazrat Sohbat, Hazrat Bayat to Hazrat, and the color of Hazrat had come upon him. So he's old. He looked like a Maulisab. He didn't look like a university graduate. He looked like, and there are many people like that today in the work of tabligh, da'wah, professionals, business people. You will think these are all maulanas. But they are not maulanas. They are dunya people in dunya. But alhamdulillah, what changes have come. So this person, he was traveling by train. And he, by train also, you are allowed certain amount of luggage weight, not more than that, but his weight was extra. So where he got off at the station, and he was leaving the station, so he told the person who's checking the tickets and that, he told him that I've got extra weight. So he said he's an honorable, respectable person, and he has got this, and he's honest also. So he said, you can go. So he said, no, I can't go. So he said, I'm telling you, you can go. He says, no, the railway don't belong to you. You're also an employee of the railway department. You haven't got the right. They haven't given you that right that you can tell, I can go. So he finished with all the other passengers. Then he took him to the station master. You told this person that I don't know, he's not understanding what I'm telling him. He thought now he doesn't understand English, broken English or something, because how he was dressed like a Maulana, etc. And in those days in India, or he's perhaps drunk or something. I'm telling him he can go and he say, I can't go. So the station master explained to him and said, you can go. He said, I can't go. I had so much extra with me and I have to pay for it. So they tried a lot and they wouldn't accept from him. So what he did, see what level, how much he had to pay, he went and buy a ticket for that amount to travel by train and he didn't use it. So in other words, that amount he put it into the railway department. So he paid it in. So this is that staying away from haram. Allah give us that. Today we do won't mind to make lot of nafil ibadat in Ramadan, but to stay from small haram things, there's no second thought about it. Our mind doesn't go to it. And our whole society has become such that on the road, cops stop you for any other work. There are missile details of it, we should go through that, but normally we don't think about this. So to stay away, whether at home with the wife, with the husband, our language, sometimes how we speak, break one another's hearts also. And this meh, too, tat for tat. She told us something, it can't end till I don't tell her something. And sometimes when we're going to sleep now, till I don't have the last word. She will say something, I must have an answer for it. And she must have an answer for it. All these things are not permissible. Eh? We should tolerate a little bit. With anyone, all friends also, I must have the last word. But in short, we should give it thought also, that which gunas am I involved in, and try and cut them out. This is more better than getting engaged in more and more nafil ibadat. Nafil, alhamdulillah, very good. But we should try more to stay away from all haram. One beautiful point also, that more better than doing good deeds is the company of good people. This is a very, very important point. More better than doing good deeds is the good deeds again, nafar. For us, we have to do, there is no two ways about that. Better than doing good deeds is the company of pious, righteous people. And more worse than guna is the company of evil people, wrong people. And we should see company where we have company. We all got company. Whether we are when we go to our workplace, there is company there. We are 6 hours at work, 8 hours at work. Who are we mixing with? Everywhere. When we go for holiday somewhere, we are traveling on the plane, we are sitting with different people, sometimes 8 hour journey, whatever it is. And mashallah, there were those buzurgs when they went like on a plane journey also, they made special dua. Hey, namaz and dua, that Ya Allah, the person who will be next to me, send me somebody that will be a righteous, pious person. If you get a person who is drinking one way there, a person who is smoking, smoking is not allowed now, but drinking, or he's got the bad habits in him or something, how's your journey going to go? So, one very, very important thing, Allah give me and us all tawfiq also, when we come for the majlis, for example, then Allah give us tawfiq to make niyat. One is we just come, it's Tuesday night, we majlis, I go usually regularly, so I'm going. But one is that niyat, and we make niyat of the sohbat of pious. And all of us who are coming, inshallah, 100% we are coming because we want our islah made. We want to be righteous and pious, we are trying. Perhaps we are not reaching there, perhaps we don't know where one, but that is our object of being here. To have so whoever is coming is really, with that niyat, is a very pious person. And according to the niyat of a person is at that position already. Like a person, like in Dioman it used to be famous, when you get off the station, you may have come and you are a new student. You are just going to enter in the first year. But the porters who carry the goods, etc., they are already calling you Maulisa. Maulana, come here, I will take you. He wants his customers. So because how you are dressed, he treats you, but you haven't started with the beginning also. But he's already, so a person when he starts on a cause, Allah Ta'ala, so to say, gives him that position. And we just carry on. Where we will reach, Allah knows. So we also are coming here in order to be Allah wala, in order that our islah must be made, that we must become awliya. That is our object, to become the friends, to become pious. So Allah treats us. So everyone has come with that. So everyone's put. So we are sitting, when we come, make this niyat, we are sitting in the company of such people. Alhamdulillah, Allah give me tawfiq that I make the niyat that all who are coming, from where were they coming, what sacrifices they are coming, and I have an opportunity to sit with them. And they are all coming with the niyat that they want to make their islah. So their position is very high. And in their barakat, Allah, you make my islah also. So we all make that. So if we sit in this company, this is a very great thing. And by that we'll also understand the value. It's not just a formality, or it's just no one on our calendar that Tuesdays we have to go for majlis. No, it's a very, very great ibadah. And at the same time, while we are here, at least we are safe from bad company. Wherever there may be bad company, we are safe from that. And today bad company is with us all the time in our pocket. With the cell phone, where and where, what company we have, where and where, all the different things that we watch and all the things. So Allah Ta'ala, let us use the phone also for good company. And there's a lot of good that we can get also. That we use it also in the good way, and in good things also to use it in the good way. Otherwise, in good things also, today we are hearing a bayan, or you're hearing qira'at, but you're seeing the photo also. So, and you do it in the right way, all these things. And you can use it for good, and also it mustn't be entertainment. It must be to learn. One very important point here also, that a person, like we're sitting here in the majlis, but we haven't got the niyat of our islah. We just came as a formality. Then this is ghaflat actually. Though we are sitting, Allahu Akbar, how our buzurgs explain. And discussing it, making muzakara is beneficial all the time. That even they explain, when we're making our zikr, your tongue must also be making zikr and your heart must also be present. But if it happens you are making zikr with your tongue, or Allah forbid, we are making namaz, everything, we are reading also Surah Fatiha, we are reading the surah, but our heart is not with it, and our heart is in guna. We are reading with our tongue the kalam of Allah in the masjid also. We are reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in the sajda, but our heart is in guna at that time. We are thinking of some evil, bad things. Then, we are making dua and we are making tawbah. That guna is laughing at our tawbah. That what tawbah this person is making. So our heart must be also connected. And that in that way, if we will do, so even if we are listening here, and if our minds are somewhere else, or we didn't come for our islah really, we just came that, I just have to go. Just to show faith I had to come. But our hearts are not in there for our islah, then this coming also is ghaflat. So Allah give us tawfiq that for me, that read the kitab, we read, we talk, if it is not for my islah, or if I think that I'm making somebody else's islah, then this is dangerous for us. And it is for everyone, take it, it's for me. And I have to bring my change in my life. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And once a person has marifat of Allah also, connection with Allah, that person won't find one iota, one gram, one mustard seed equal of pride in him. If we have this pride in us, it means we still haven't. Because who has recognized Allah, Allah is the absolute, the greatest, then he realizes, I am absolutely nothing. And that really should come when we are in sajda. That I'm making sajda to him who is absolute, him who is everything, and I am nothing absolute. I'm not even an ant, I'm not even one germ, I'm nothing whatsoever. Allah is absolute, he is absolute, he is everything. So no pride will be in that person. Otherwise this pride, it harms us so much. And right in the home between husband and wife, our quarreling all the time. both of us got pride and we can't give in. I can't be the loser. And really the person who is the loser is the winner. Eh? In this worldly life, it's a different story again. Eh? But here, a person who knows he's on the right, but he forgoes it, is the winner according to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the person who all the time just, he wants to be the winner, and he goes on fighting, quarreling and talking, what things, he becomes a loser. So Allah Ta'ala removed that pride from us. And one last beautiful point, that we should save ourselves from such friends and from such people who got no fikr of akhirat and deen. Today, unfortunately, wherever we are, it's about sports, it's about weather, it's about politics, and it's about which got nothing to do with us. This politician did that. This politician, this charges are brought against him. This one said that. This one is doing this. We're passing our time futile. And we are bringing burden upon ourselves. And if we have that company where we talk about deen, we talk about how to improve ourselves, those were supposed to be the But today, if that discussion comes up, it's a very monotonous and a very boring, as the Quran Sharif says, that when people will speak about deen, people who haven't got connection with deen, they feel like, what is this happening? But the minute you speak about dunya and other things, they are wide awake. And it makes sense to them. So Allah give us tawfiq that we have such company, such friends, that we can help one another on deen, make muzakra. I heard the virtues of this amal. I heard the virtues of that amal. We share it. And the other person also makes amal. We will also get that sawab. May Allah give us all tawfiq and proper understanding of our deen, inshallah.